Hi, I'm Vanessa. Today, I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. I never thought my life would turn into such a complicated mess. 2 years ago, I was living my dream as a senior project manager at a leading tech company. The corner office with a view, the respect of my team, and the satisfaction of closing major deals, I had it all. Then I met Alex Mitchell at a coffee shop, and my world expanded in ways I never expected. "You're different from the other women I've dated," Alex told me during our third date. "You're ambitious, focused. My parents will love that about you." Oh, how wrong he was. Don't get me wrong. The first few months after our wedding were perfect. My mother-in-law Diana would invite me for weekly brunches, and my father-in-law Richard seemed genuinely interested in my career. "The tech industry, fascinating!" Richard's booming voice filled their elegant dining room during our first family dinner. "Tell me more about your role, Vanessa." But something felt off about his attention, the way his eyes narrowed when I mentioned leading my team, the slight tightening of his jaw when I talked about my successes. "It's wonderful that you're so career-oriented," Diana said, her smile not quite reaching her eyes. "Though, of course, family should always come first." The hints were subtle at first, questions about my working hours, comments about other women who balanced their lives better. "I just had lunch with the Gregories," Diana mentioned casually one Sunday. "Their daughter-in-law scaled back to part-time after marriage. She looks so refreshed now." "Mom, Vanessa's job is important to her, to us." But Richard's response made my skin crawl. "Everything has its proper place and time, son. Everything." I didn't realize then what he meant by proper place. I didn't see how his seemingly innocent questions were laying the groundwork for something darker. How could I? I was too busy trying to prove I could be the perfect daughter-in-law while maintaining my identity. That Sunday dinner ended like many others, with pleasant smiles masking unspoken tensions. As we drove home, Alex tried to reassure me. "They're just old-fashioned," he said. "They'll adjust." I nodded, but a knot was forming in my stomach. Something told me this was just the beginning, and adjusting was the last thing on Richard Mitchell's mind. If only I'd known then what I know now. The first real crack in my relationship with the Mitchells appeared during a major product launch at work. I'd spent months preparing, and my team was counting on me. That's when Richard decided to make his move. "We're having a special family dinner next Thursday," Diana announced during our Sunday brunch. "Everyone must attend." I shifted uncomfortably in my seat. "Thursday? I have an important presentation that morning. It might run late." Richard's coffee cup hit the saucer with a sharp clink. "Family obligations should take precedence, Vanessa. I'm sure your little presentation can wait." "It's not little," I replied, trying to keep my voice steady. "It's a million-dollar client presentation." "$1 million?" Richard leaned forward, his eyes cold. "And how much is family worth to you?" That evening, Alex tried to mediate. "Just reschedule the presentation, honey. Dad gets sensitive about family events." "I can't just reschedule a client meeting with 10 international stakeholders," I explained. "Why can't we move the dinner?" "You don't understand," Alex sighed. "Dad's very particular about these things." The week that followed was tense. Richard started showing up at my office building for surprise lunches. Each time he'd mention the upcoming dinner, watching my reactions carefully. "Your assistant seems nice," he mentioned during one such ambush. "Very helpful, told me all about your schedule." I felt my blood run cold. He'd been checking up on me. The day of the presentation arrived. My phone buzzed constantly with messages from Diana. "Richard is very disappointed. Family should come first. You're making things difficult for Alex." I turned my phone off and focused on my presentation. It was a massive success. The client signed immediately. My team was ecstatic, but when I checked my phone afterward, there were 27 missed calls. "Where are you?" Alex's voice was tense when I called back. "Everyone's waiting." "The presentation just finished. I can be there in an hour." "Dad's furious," Alex cut me off. "He says you're deliberately disrespecting him." I arrived at the restaurant just as dessert was being served. The silence was deafening as I took my seat. Nice of you to grace us with your presence. Richard's voice dripped with sarcasm. I suppose we should feel honored that you could spare us a moment of your precious time. Diana touched his arm. Richard, dear. No, he cut her off. I want to know why she thinks she's too good for this family. The restaurant seemed to grow quieter. Other diners were starting to stare. That's not true, I said firmly. I had a work commitment that couldn't be moved. Richard's face turned an alarming shade of red. A work commitment? Let me tell you something about commitment. I didn't know it then, but this dinner was just the beginning. The real storm was yet to come. 2 weeks after the disastrous family dinner, Diana called with news that would change everything. It's our 30th wedding anniversary next Friday, she announced. We're having a special celebration at home. Richard specifically wants you to handle the preparations with me. My stomach dropped. I had another major presentation that day, the follow-up to our successful client launch. Diana, I have an important... No excuses this time, she interrupted. Richard won't accept them. Family comes first, remember? I tried reasoning with Alex that evening. This is the biggest project of my career. Can't they move it to Saturday? Dad picked Friday for a reason, Alex replied, not meeting my eyes. He says if you miss this, it proves you don't respect them. The morning of the anniversary, I went to work despite Richard's demands. My phone buzzed constantly with messages from Diana and Alex, but I had to focus. This presentation would determine my team's future. Just as I was about to start, the conference room door burst open. Richard stormed in, face purple with rage. Is this what you choose? He bellowed. This over family? My clients stared in shock. My team froze. Mr. Mitchell, I said firmly, please leave. We can discuss this later. Discuss? He stepped closer. You disrespectful, ungrateful. The next moment happened in slow motion. His hand raised, then came down hard across my face. The slap echoed through the silent room. Time seemed to stop. My cheek burned. Someone gasped. How dare you humiliate me like this? Richard's voice shook. After everything we've done for you? My client, Mrs. Jiang, stood up. Security has been called. Sir, you need to leave. Richard looked around, suddenly aware of his audience. Important business people, industry leaders, all witnessing his true nature. This is a family matter, he sputtered. This is assault, Mrs. Jiang replied coldly. Leave or be escorted out. After he left, my whole body trembled, but I straightened my shoulders and turned to my clients. I apologize for that interruption. Shall we continue? Mrs. Jiang touched my arm gently. Take a moment, Miss Chen. We can wait. No, I said firmly. I've waited long enough. I gave that presentation with a red mark on my face and fire in my heart. And I nailed it. Later, Diana called crying. You've ruined our anniversary. Richard is devastated. Devastated? I laughed bitterly. That's interesting. Tell me, Diana, how's your perfect family looking now? That night, alone in my office, I realized something had shifted. Not just in me, but in how others saw the Mitchells. Richard's mask had finally slipped, and he had no one to blame but himself. Word travels fast in the business world. I didn't have to do anything. Richard did it all himself. The Monday after the incident, I received an unexpected call from Mrs. Jiang. My board was impressed with your composure, she said. We'd like to double our contract and invite you to speak at next month's leadership conference. It turned out several of my clients had connections with Richard's business partners. They didn't need to say anything directly, just mentioned witnessing an unfortunate display of temper at my presentation. Diana called constantly, leaving increasingly desperate messages. Richard's business partner keeps canceling their lunch meetings, she fretted. People are acting strange around him at his club. You need to tell everyone it was a misunderstanding. But I hadn't told anyone anything. Richard's own actions were speaking louder than words ever could. Alex finally came to see me at my office. Dad's losing clients, he said quietly. His partner's talking about early retirement. Mom's desperate for everything to go back to normal. Normal. I looked at him steadily, like your father storming into my workplace, like him slapping me in front of my clients. That normal? Alex flinched. I should have stopped him sooner. I never thought he'd go that far. But you knew he could, I replied. You all knew. The next few weeks brought changes no one expected. Richard's business partner quietly bought him out, citing different management styles. Longtime clients found other firms. Even his golf buddies started having schedule conflicts. It wasn't revenge, it was reputation. In the business world, character matters. People simply didn't want to associate with someone who'd lost control so publicly. Diana showed up at my office one afternoon, looking tired. Richard wants to apologize, she said. He's seeing a counselor now. Things are hard for him. I'm not interested in his apology, I replied calmly. His actions have consequences, that's all. But we're family, she pleaded. Family doesn't slap family, Diana. Family doesn't try to destroy careers or control lives. The final shift came unexpectedly. Alex's sister called me out of the blue. I saw the real estate listings, she said. Mom and Dad are downsizing. Apparently, Dad's business isn't doing so well. I'm sorry to hear that, I said and meant it. I took no joy in their troubles. Don't be, she replied. Maybe this will finally make them both realize they can't control everyone's lives. Life has a way of balancing things out. I didn't need revenge. Richard's own actions caught up with him. These days, I focus on my thriving career and the people who truly support me. Alex and I are in counseling, learning to set healthy boundaries. As for Richard and Diana, well, they're learning that respect is earned, not demanded. And that's a lesson worth more than any revenge could ever be. Your success is often the best response to those who try to control you. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is stand your ground and let people face the natural consequences of their own actions. No elaborate revenge schemes are needed. Just stay true to yourself and let time reveal everyone's true colors. Remember, those who demand respect through force often end up losing it entirely through their own behavior.